Good morning. Welcome as we come to worship today. It's great to be here. The freshness of the rain. Everybody was complaining it was far too hot and far too long to be hot. And now the rain's here. It's far too wet, isn't it? But we thank God for this new day, a day where His mercies are new and where the opportunities are new for each one of us as well. So let's pray together as we begin. Father, we thank you that you are present with us, that your mercies indeed do be new every morning. Opportunities for you and for us are fresh as well. So as we gather as your people in this place with one voice and one heart, we pray that your presence amongst us would inspire, direct, lead, convict, encourage, and challenge us in whatever way you need to do your business amongst us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Some words from Psalm 145. The psalmist says, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom.
This morning's reading is taken from the book of Galatians. It's chapter 5. Verses 16 to 26, and it's entitled, Life by the Spirit. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. Ricardo. Ricardo's going to bring the sermon to us today. Let's pray for Ricardo as he begins. Father God, we want to thank you for Ricardo. We want to thank you for his gifts, his passion for you, the way in which he's invested into us here over the last year. And so in this moment, Lord, by your Spirit, would you encourage him, would you equip him, and would you give him all that he needs, whether that's what to say or the words to say as he translates them in his head. In your name, amen.
It's lovely to be with you today to continue our series about the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. We're seeking what is the God Spirit, what is His purpose, and today we're going to see what is the fruit of the Spirit. I want to start, as always, with a question. How many of you enjoy garden? I know that James has a good allotment there. Rodney as well, I know that enjoy gardens a lot. And probably a lot of you that I have a privilege to visit your house in the dinner, I see lovely gardenings, and I know that you love, enjoy gardening as well. I want to make an exercise. I want you to imagine for a moment that we are standing in a big garden. Imagine trying to look at the flowers, the fruits, okay? Not just any garden, but perhaps some of the gardens that you have in your home as well, with flowers, shrubs, maybe even fruit trees. Anyone who tends into garden knows that planting a seed is only the beginning. That's all right. planting the seed is only the beginning, and then we need to keep doing, keep working to see this, that seed transform in a tree or whatever. It takes time, care, patience, and sometimes burning. There are seasons that it seems like nothing is growing. Probably you have this experience as well, trying to keep doing, keep making the effort to grow something, but it's strange because don't grow anything. But if there is life, sooner or later the fruits are going to appear. And the Christian life is something like that. It's not enough to say, I believe 20, 30, or even 60 years ago in Christ. Living the faith, brothers and sisters, the true faith bears fruit. And not just any fruit, it bears the fruit of the Spirit. The question that I want to work with you today is, what kind of fruit is growing in you today? Is it still possible, even now, to bear a spiritual fruit? Even if we look our life and it's like a roller coaster of emotions and in our faith journey. And I want to say that the fruit of the Spirit, dear brothers and sisters, is evidence of a life where God Himself dwells and transforms. It's not about doing more, but it's about abiding more in Christ. That's the key of the verse today. Paul speaks to us in Galatians 5:16 about a contrast, a very clear contrast. In one side, in one hand, we have the works of the flesh. And in the other hand, we have the fruit of the Spirit. The works of the flesh are many, as you see. Selfishness, anger, impurity, divisions. If you go back to this garden image that we do when we start the sermon, they're like weeds. They grow with their own effortlessly and choke out everything around them. That's the work of the flesh. It's almost naturally in us. And probably you can see that in your life as well. The day-to-day experience can show us that the works of the flesh is you don't need to do anything that they grow in you. But the fruit of the Spirit is one. I don't know if you see this detail before. The fruit of the Spirit is one. It doesn't say fruits, but say the fruit of the Spirit. The one is a whole character, a complete work that shows itself in love. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are not things that we need to do. They are expressions of who we are when God's Spirit rules in our heart. If in the first hand the works of the flesh is almost growing alone and by herself, the fruit of the Spirit is a fruit that grows when you stand and hold and abide in Christ. They are expressions of who we are. This fruit of the Spirit is not produced by human strength. It's not a result of knowing a lot of Bible, but that certainly helps. It's not a moral effort. It's the natural result of being united to Christ. That's the key. United to Christ, like branches to the vine. You need to be united to Christ. Being Christians, brothers and sisters, is not just about going to church or living life with good values. It means being transformed from inside out by the Spirit, so that little by little, we become more like Jesus. And that doesn't depend on our age or our capacities or our knowledge. Some of you might just say, I don't know, I'm older now. I'm not who I used to be when I was young. And probably that's true. Our bodies do wear out. But I want to show one verse that Paul says to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 4. He says, listen carefully, this says, true, outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. That's incredible. Our bodies lost energy, lost capacities, but inside we are still growing and growing and growing and growing to the eternity. This fruit can still grow. The fruit of the Spirit can still grow in you, even in Adam. So let me invite you in something simple and deep this week. Take a moment each day and ask the Lord, what fruit are you wanting to grow in me today, O Lord? If you struggle to forgive, maybe the Spirit wants to grow patience. If you feel dry inside, ask Him to renew your joy. If you react quickly in anger, ask for self-control. If you feel like you love less than you used to, go back to the source, the love that you receive in Christ in the first place. And if you don't see fruit immediately, don't despair. It's not about producing fruit of ourselves, of our own strength. Remember this. It's about abiding in Christ. It's about keeping in Christ. That's the key. A branch doesn't strive to bear grapes. It simply needs to stay connected to the vine. That's incredible. The nature teaches how to live as a Christian. That led us to the center of the sermon, also the center of the series, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the only one who lived out this fruit perfectly. He showed love on the cross when you and I didn't deserve it. He had joy even knowing suffering was coming. He was patient with sinners, kind to strangers, faithful to the end. That is our Lord Jesus. And now he gives us His Spirit. Not so that we try to live like Him in our own strength, but so that He might live in us. Dear church, you may feel like one of those trees that has already given all His fruit. You can think that maybe the season has passed. You can feel like you are in a winter and in autumn. But the good news is that the Spirit doesn't follow any seasons. As long as you have breath, God can still grow the character of Jesus in you. So don't look at your limitations. Don't look at your age, your capacities, your knowledge. Look to Jesus. and see the work of the Spirit transform you inside out. Let's pray together. O Lord, grow your fruit in us for your glory and for the blessings of those around us. Remember ourselves that the fruit of the Spirit is not a result of our own strength of hard work. Remember us to focus on the important, that is, being abiding in Christ. Keeping in Christ. Keeping a look at Him. And that the world can see through us this marvelous, this wonderful work that your Spirit do in us. In your name. Amen.
We close today with some words from Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon each one of us this day and forevermore.